This is the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 10. Welcome to the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 10. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Ruckoff podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the Rucking community. Before we get started, I wanted to say thank you to Con Hawk and 16.2 Minutes for leaving 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. Con Hawk said, "He may be ethically compromised since we had him on the podcast as a guest, but he really enjoys the podcast. Brian takes a true journalistic approach to covering questions and topics that go far beyond the basics that many of us in the Rucking community already know. He still keeps things accessible for people with less experience." 16.2 Minutes says, "Love the interviews and all the info. Thanks." Huge thanks to Con Hawk and 16.2 Minutes for taking the time to leave those reviews. It's truly appreciated, and I know it takes time to write those. In addition, I wanted to give a heads up that the All Day Ruckoff Attitude is Everything, Keep Yours Positive shirts are available in stock in the online store. That's at alldayruckoff.com/store. Those have been out of stock for months, and we've got the standard gray and a new royal blue in there now. For today's podcast, I am very excited to be interviewing Cadre Danny about the Capital Ruck Tour. Cadre Danny has been with GoRuck for 4 years, and recently led his 150th event. In 2017, he created the Capital Ruck Tour with the goal of rucking from 20 miles out to each state's capital. The tour has been a fundraising endeavor for Operation Enduring Warrior, for which Cadre Danny is on their masked athlete team. In addition, the tour has been a great opportunity for ruckers to get together, get some miles in, and meet new people in their local area. Before we get started, I wanted to let everyone know that this is the first podcast I've recorded in person with the guest, and we did it at a local restaurant, so I apologize in advance for any background noise. I did my best to clean up the audio, but I know that a few noises did get through. Without any further intro, let's get into the interview with Danny.
Let's start out with your involvement in the GoRuck community. How did you find out about GoRuck?
I first heard about GoRuck when I was stationed in Korea at Camp Humphreys. In 2013, I volunteered at the CrossFit Regionals Asia competition, and there was a representative from Rogue Fitness that was there on the equipment crew where I worked, and he told me about the upcoming GoRuck Nasty, which occurred back in, I think, September 2013, and he mentioned that GoRuck only uses Special Forces cadre for their events. So that piqued my interest, and I reached out to the company. And then once I was reassigned from Korea to Georgia in 2013, they brought me on board.
That's awesome. So did GoRuck make you take part in an event before you became a cadre for them?
Yes. Every GoRuck cadre has to do a GoRuck tough challenge to be considered for hire. And so my event was Richmond, Virginia. Cadre Matt S. was the event cadre, and Cadre Brian Squared was doing his shadow cadre duties that evening. Yeah, that was my introduction to what being GRT was all about.
So what were your thoughts during the event? Did you have any exposure to the events before you stepped off?
I went into that event blind. The only thing I knew about GoRuck was one promotional video on YouTube that I saw that was for GoRuck selection. And yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. The log carry component of the event was a surprise to me. I think I must have been, you know, hitting the wood line, taking a leak when the cadre gave the instructions to move this log. And so when I jumped in and started with that effort, we carried it for who knows how many miles. I don't even remember how many hours, pretty much all night. And I kept thinking to myself, did anybody ask where this is supposed to go? Because I didn't really understand that it was just supposed to be, you know, a long Suckfest. I kept thinking that we had to deliver this log someplace as if it was part of a mission. So that was sort of a surprise.
But it was a good event. There was an island there in the James River that we circled numerous times. Had strong teammates, and it was definitely a sense of accomplishment that next day when we got patched standing there in the river.
So from that event, have you signed up as a participant for another event, or was that it?
That's a good question. No, I have not. There have been a couple of times where I did register for events, and then usually something would come up where I would have to cadre another event that same weekend. For example, every GRT reunion, since I've been with the company, I signed up as a participant, but those are typically busy weekends that require all cadre on deck. So I've shadowed a lot of events, but no, that first one was my only actual go-up event.
What are your favorite events to run as cadre?
My favorite events are custom tough events. Anytime I'm assigned to a custom event and have the ability to tailor that challenge to meet the requirements of the group, it's a lot more rewarding. So the favorite events I'm involved with are the September 11th memorial events. And typically the custom memorial events that I've been involved with have a huge impact on everyone concerned, but they're rather emotional. So I would not want to lead those all the time. The other custom events I'm involved with are F3, and those tend to be very rewarding because of the effect that the F3 leaders are trying to glean from the event. So it's an amazing experience to be part of the F3 custom events. And in the whole series of challenges, the reason I prefer toughs versus lights or heavies, GORUCK Light, it's a little bit shy of the time required for me to really solidify the team cohesion. It can be done, but it's a lot easier accomplished during a 12-hour time frame. And the GORUCK Heavy, those are very rewarding, except it's very strenuous to lead those, you know, week after week. So
yeah, it's got to take a toll because you do the miles as well.
Right. Yeah, the cadre are there pumping the same amount of miles, usually not carrying as much weight as the participants, but usually the cadre aren't specifically training for a GORUCK Heavy, where the GRTs are obviously training for those, you know, weeks and months in advance. So we're kind of doing them cold, which leaves us a little bit more worse for the wear, but yeah, that's part of the life. Right?
That's awesome. So how many events have you run as cadre?
I just hit 150 last month, and I've got three more coming up this weekend.
Congratulations.
Thanks. They haven't fired me yet. I must be doing something right.
That's what it sounds like. So moving on to the Capital Ruck Tour, that's something that you started at the beginning of this year with the goal of rucking to the Capital in 48 of the 50 states. You changed that a little ways through to all 50 states, and then recently are doing 54 cities, which is a huge endeavor. What prompted you to start the Capital Ruck Tour, and where did that idea come from?
Well, I like to set myself up for these epic challenges. For example, in 2016, I wanted to ride my bike across America. I didn't have the time to do it straight through, so I did it in segments, and it took me most of the year to actually complete the journey. So for 2017, as I was thinking about what could be my next epic endeavor, the number 22 was all over the internet because of the veteran suicide rate. And I really had an issue with that number because it's incorrect. And it's a misrepresentation of the suicide epidemic. It's actually much worse. And all of the suicide awareness that we're doing online is ineffective. It's not solving the problem. So I had a real issue with that number, 22. And so one day I was thinking, arbitrarily, why not pick the number 20? You know, 20 could be a number that we could paste all over the internet and social media. And I just was thinking about that number, and I thought, I could apply that number 20 to a rucking endeavor. I could ruck 20 miles and go to 20 cities carrying 20 kilos of weight or 20 pounds if I need to scale it. And maybe do 20 consecutive cities in a row, and maybe I'll get 20 people to join me, and it'll cost $20. And the number 20 just was prevalent in my initial concept. And so as I started to think about what 20 cities did I want to do, I really couldn't come up with a fair way to distribute the cities. So I thought, why not just go to every state capital? And then as I began to think about state capitals, meanwhile, I'm seeing all the negativity that was happening last year, being a campaign, you know, election year in the news. And I wanted to somehow offset the negativity in our society with maybe going to the state capitol and doing something positive or uplifting, maybe sharing a story about somebody that's remarkable that hails from that state. So this was the initial concept of the Capitol Ruck Tour, was simply to go to all the state capitals, lead a 20-mile hike, if you will, bring people together and have a positive message at the end. The next thing that influenced the Capitol Ruck Tour was that I volunteered with Operation Enduring Warrior, and I went through their indoctrination program to become a masked athlete team member. Once I went through that indoctrination and passed their course to be a team athlete, I wanted to give to the organization because they had greatly impacted my life, and I see the impact that they've had on so many veterans. And I see what OEW is doing to curb the suicide epidemic. So my good buddy, Robert, you know him, he suggested that I simply make the Capitol Ruck Tour into a fundraising effort for OEW. And that is what it has become. Initially, the 48-state plan allowed me to drive to every state capital, and I mapped out a route where I would basically do a big clockwise tour of the U.S., hitting all those cities. But then about 10 cities into the tour, after numerous people asked me, why aren't you doing all 50 state capitals since we have 50 states, I decided to add Honolulu and Juneau, being the two OCONUS state capitals that we have, plussing it up to 50. And then one of my teammates, Earl Granville, asked me, well, why aren't you doing Washington, D.C.? That's our nation's capital. So I added D.C. I have to drive right through New York. And I figured I can't pass the most iconic city in our nation, New York City. So I added New York City as an additional stop. I added SoCal because California being such a large state, Sacramento just doesn't service the entire state. So I'll sweep through Southern California, lead an event in Orange County. Phoenix is going to get a second visit. I led a Capitol Ruck Tour stop in Phoenix back in February, but I'll be driving through there late October. So we're going to do a second Ruck event in Phoenix for a total of 54 cities.
That's great.
Yes.
That's a busy year.
It is.
So going back to Operation Enduring Warrior, how did you find out about them and what made you want to decide to become a masked athlete?
I first heard about Operation Enduring Warrior at a Go Ruck Tough Challenge in Chattanooga, Tennessee in 2015. If you remember, there was a shooting at a recruiting station in Chattanooga about 2 weeks after I was there for that event. During the event, a GRT named Kevin Poe gave me an OEW coin, and it's a challenge coin, and it's in the shape of their shield, which shows a gas mask. And he told me about OEW, and I had seen the predecessor to OEW, which is Team Extreme, on YouTube. You see pictures, videos of Marines in gas masks going through these mud runs and OCRs. And Kevin said that he wanted to put on a custom Go Ruck event for Operation Enduring Warrior the following year. And I said, yeah, I would love to lead that. And he booked me a year in advance for this custom event in Knoxville, Tennessee, which occurred last September. So I showed up to this event expecting that I might have to modify or scale some of the evolutions, some of the PT, because there were a couple of adaptive athletes in that class, specifically Earl Granville, who was a single-leg amputee, and Nick Kolchar, a double-leg amputee. And to support them through that go-ruck challenge were four of the masked athletes. They were in full uniform with helmet and gas mask with a tinted visor. So I didn't see their face during the whole event. That event was 14 and a half or maybe 15 hours long, if I remember. We rucked a lot of miles in some pretty high temperatures, and not once did those masked athletes break the seal on their mask. That filter restricts their airflow, so it's very difficult to breathe in that, especially when your heart rate is up.
And I was simply inspired by what I saw. Every scenario that me and the other cadre, Derek Taylor, everything we threw at that class, it was the mat and it was those two adaptive athletes that were stepping up to lead. And they didn't shy from anything. They didn't scale a single thing. Nothing was modified to accommodate them. And I just couldn't believe it. Afterwards, I was talking with the OEW people present, and I realized that everybody in that organization is of that caliber, is of that same spirit and heart. And those are just the kind of people that I want to be around. As I heard some more stories, I realized that many of those disabled and injured and wounded veterans that make up the honorees within the organization have had issues with suicide, either attempting it or thinking about it. And I realized that by taking somebody that's got some mental health issues as a result of their military service, you take somebody like that, put them through a physically daunting task like a Go Ruck Tough Challenge or a Spartan race. You support them with a team that will never leave them, that always has their back. This team makes sure that they reach the finish line safely and that they accomplish their mission that they set out to. This has a huge impact on that veteran. It gives them a new lease on life and helps them to get out of bed in the morning, to continue training, to press forward to that next physically daunting endeavor that they want to tackle. And it is a solution for the suicide problem, at least for that sector of our society.
So it's truly making a difference in their lives.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And when you're around it and you see that for yourself, it makes you speechless. So I wanted to weigh in and do what I could. So I asked one of the MAT members at that Knoxville Tough class is the actual president of OEW, Command Sergeant Major Eric Smith. And so he said, yeah, just submit your application for NDOC and we'll see what you're all about. So I did. I went through their application process, and somehow or another, they let me into the class, and they only hold NDOC once a year. It's every January. It's at Camp McCall, North Carolina, which is where Special Forces training is for the Army. So I went through and made it, and now I'm with the organization.
And you just participated in an event for them, didn't you, last weekend?
Yeah, last weekend in Portland, Oregon, was a Spartan sprint, and we had two adaptive athletes, both of them leg amputees. Neither had completed a Spartan before or any obstacle course race, as far as I know. And so we got them through. It was an incredible event. One of the athletes, Kevin Pinnell, missing both legs. He's got prosthetics. And right out of the starting gates was struggling. And right out of the starting gates, we all had reservations, like maybe we overestimated his physical health. He was having some issues breathing. He was having some issues with his back, spasming, not to even mention the issues that developed with his prosthetic legs. One of them got wet inside of the socket, and it wouldn't stay on. It kept like twisting off. And so it was just a very difficult, strenuous 4.2 miles for him. It took us 7 hours. Go 4.2 miles. We were the last ones off the course. And I don't know if you've heard of like the Spartan Hurricane Heat. It's like a 12-hour, 24-hour thing. So the Hurricane Heat class had just started as we were finishing up our sprint. And as we were going through the last obstacle before the finish line, the whole Spartan class, there must have been, I don't know, 50 to 100 of them, came over to the finish line and cheered our guys in. And, it was a pretty special thing. And for Kevin and then the other adaptive athlete, Jordan Smith, for them to finish that, it was huge. Both those guys were just high, you know, like they were so pumped up, even though they were probably exhausted.
Right.
And both of them said that they want to do another event. And that's what it's all about. I mean, it's just so rewarding. That's what motivates me to do things like the Capitol Ruck Tour. If it's a means where I can raise up $15,000 or $20,000 and give to the organization so that we can fund programs like this,
that's awesome. So Operation Enduring Warrior is a charity that you're raising money for. How long have you been working with them?
January of this year. So I've done 6 events so far this year, obstacle course races.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah. I've scaled back my GoRuck schedule quite a bit this year just so I could accommodate the Capital Ruck Tour and the OEW events. But I don't have hardly a free weekend at all.
It's been 54 cities, 6 events. That's wild. So what's the goal of the Capital Ruck Tour? If you could have these events accomplish one thing, what would that be?
Well, there's actually 2 goals, both equally important. So we've already mentioned it. It's simply a fundraising effort. And my target is $20,000 by the end of the year. And the way that money is generated is I'm asking for a $30 registration to come ruck with me to one of the state capitals. And of that $30, half of it goes to OEW as a donation. And then the other half covers the cost of the tour itself. So 20K is my goal. But the other component, the other goal of the Capital Ruck Tour is to simply bring people together, provide an opportunity that's outside, that's active, that's moving, where we can fellowship, socialize. That opportunity in and of itself helps people that are battling depression or boredom, whatever issue they have in their life. But also those 7 or 8 hours that we're hiking from outside of one of these cities to the state capital is time where we're going to be sharing stories and creating memories and laughing and getting to know new friends and reestablishing old friendships. So it really is it's a social aspect. At the index of every one of these, we circle up like we do at F3 when we close out a workout. It's called the Circle of Trust. And kind of like GoRuck, I patch everybody. All participants get a Velcro patch that's got the official Capital Ruck Tour logo on it. And typically there's a couple of minutes of a testimony, usually from one of the OEW honorees or adaptive athletes that'll be present. They'll share how they overcame the adversity that is in their life. So it really puts things in perspective when your feet are sore and blistered and your shoulders are achy because you just walked 20 miles. And then you hear from somebody like Earl Granville, who only has 1 foot and walks on a prosthetic leg. He's not even talking about the physical pain that he's in. He's talking about how to overcome whatever obstacle it is in your life and how to be mentally resilient and how he was able to overcome such terrible loss in his personal life. This kind of puts your own issues, you know, in perspective. So let me summarize that question. So the 2 goals of, I told you I get off on tangents. The 2 goals of the Capital Ruck Tour is to raise some money for OEW so they can continue to do what they do, and also to just have some fellowship. Simple as that.
Awesome. And I'll make sure to put a link in the show notes to where people can donate. So whoever's listening to this, go to the show notes, find the link. And that's where you can contribute to Capital Ruck Tour 2017.
And on that note, people have asked how they can contribute directly to OEW. And so maybe we could put a link to their website as well.
Absolutely.
That way they're not even going through the Capital Ruck Tour account. And people that are so inclined, they may donate to the Capital Ruck Tour to help with the expenses of getting to all these places. Or if somebody gives me a donation that they want specifically to go to OEW, then I can facilitate that as well. And I simply send the money directly to the treasurer of OEW.
Awesome. So you mentioned that, you know, these events, 20 miles, that's 6, 7, 8 hours.
Yeah.
Lots of stories, lots of experiences. When you think about all the cities you've been to, have there been some that have been fairly notable that you recall? Any that you want to share?
Yeah. A lot of memories, a lot of great things. One thing that comes to mind is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It was the biggest event so far. There were 42 participants. And last November in Baton Rouge, there was a police shooting. And tragically, several Baton Rouge policemen were killed and a Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's deputy was killed. And another deputy was severely wounded and is still in ICU now. You know, some 9 months later, fighting for his life daily. And the chief in that sheriff department was one of our participants. And I asked him if he would mind sharing with the class his story. And he was very eager, or I shouldn't say eager, very willing, you know, kind of nonchalant at first, like, yeah, no problem. I can talk about that, no issue. And we got to the Circle of Trust after our 20-mile hike, and I asked him to step into the middle. And this gentleman, to me, seemed like maybe had not quite dealt with the grief that he suffered. And I assume because he was in a position of authority with a lot of subordinate, you know, cops that he was responsible for, put on a strong face. I assume that was the case, because as he began to share this story, which I'm sure he has talked through countless times since this tragedy, he kind of broke down. And it seemed a little bit, it was definitely painful to watch. And we all wanted to console him, rally around him. And there were a couple of other cops that were in the class that did exactly that. They got up right next to him, put their arm around him, allowed him to talk through what he was sharing. And I just got the impression that maybe he didn't have an outlet, maybe wasn't able to talk about it. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he had spoke about it before, but maybe every time it's equally as painful. Nonetheless, it was something that he needed to get out. And so although that was not fun or pleasant for anybody to endure that discussion, it was cathartic for him. It was an eye-opener for the people that don't live there, that came from outside of Baton Rouge, to understand what tragedy occurred there. But in the bigger picture, there are communities all over the United States that are having the same thing happen to them. Right down the street here in Lakewood, Washington, the same thing happened when those five officers were gunned down. And the law enforcement community is definitely underserved when it comes to organizations that help cope with these kinds of stressors and trauma. There's dozens and dozens of veteran services organizations out there, such as OEW, that are doing their best to take care of our veterans and our military. But unfortunately, the law enforcement community doesn't have the same resources.
That's tough.
Baton Rouge wasn't the only city that had this type of experience. Same thing in Washington, D.C. I had a couple of D.C. cops share their stories when we went to the police memorial wall there in D.C. So those experiences certainly weigh heavy. On the flip side, there are a lot of funny, memorable experiences. So I don't want everybody to think that you're going to have to bring tissues and to all the events. So a lot of fun happens as well.
Awesome. So we're coming up on the end of the year. The 54th city will be your last stop. What city is that going to be?
Sacramento, California, on November 4th is the final stop of the Capitol Ruck Tour. That's a Saturday. We're going to start that event earlier than the others. It's going to start at 1 p.m. because there's going to be an end of tour after party that night that's going to be hosted at a 20-acre ranch right outside of Sacramento. GRT is offering his place for that party. There's going to be a big bonfire. We're going to smoke a pig. Jude has brewed 3 kegs of beer already just for that party. We'll probably bring in a band. We're still working out some of the details. We're going to have fireworks. It's going to be a pretty big blowout.
It's going to be quite the event.
Yeah, it will be. I wanted to do that just to culminate the effort that so many people have put into this tour. I'm not leading this single-handedly. I'm the one out there that's walking the miles, but there are people behind the scenes that are doing hundreds of hours of work to help market this. We've got sponsors such as All Day Ruck Off. I don't know if you heard of them or not, among other sponsors. So I wanted to create a party where everybody that's able to get there can come and just have a great time. And we're just going to camp out after everybody's done eating and drinking and making s'mores and singing songs or whatever. Jude said people can stay as long as they want. So the party might even roll into Sunday night if we still have pig and beer and firewood left over.
Awesome. It sounds like a great way to finish it up.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too.
Speaking about the end of 2017, this is the Capitol Ruck Tour 2017. Have you thought about 2018 yet?
Yes. It's still in the developmental stages, so it could go one of two ways. Personally, I don't want to go out on the road next year and repeat what I did this year. If I were going to do that, I would have a different strategy to get more participation, because some of the cities have had very low participants. So one course of action is I could hand off the Capitol tour to another person or a couple of people that want to lead it. And I've thought about opening that up to other team athletes within OEW. It's a big commitment.
Yeah. Maybe like regionalize it and give an athlete a region.
So that's one option. The other course of action I thought about is to simply go international with this and travel down through South America. Well, first to Mexico and then through Central America and all the way through every South American nation, and go to the capital of each of these countries and try to bring what we've done here with the Capital Ruck benefiting OEW and find some kind of a partner organization within that host nation country that has a similar need, and ideally take people on the road with me that would want to, you know, tag in for segments along the way. Haven't quite worked that out yet. It's just kind of brainstorming at this point. So if anybody listening has any input or wants to help with that, like I said, it's just kind of in development at this point.
That's awesome. That'd be quite the endeavor, but it would be amazing.
I think it'd be cool. It would be an adventure for sure.
For sure.
And there would be like ancillary opportunities. For example, maybe there's OEW adaptive athletes that would otherwise not travel to, say, Peru or Ecuador or Colombia. And by me going to these countries and sort of being a guide, if you will, I speak Spanish, I'm familiar with the culture, so it might be a safer environment for them. And so to do kind of some adventure travel rather than an obstacle course race, you know, kind of have the same effect. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what develops. I'm not sure. And maybe we'll do both of those courses of action. I don't know. But the tour itself is going to have to grow a lot before we can do either of those things.
That's awesome. So for everyone listening, where should people go to find out more about the Capital Ruck Tour?
The best place to get information is on Facebook, and the page is Capital Tour 2017. On that page, you'll see event pages for every single city. So if somebody, say, lives in Lansing, Michigan, and they want to participate on August the 30th, then they can go to that event page, find out more information, see who else is going, follow the discussions. In addition to Facebook, there's also an Instagram account with the same handle, Capital Tour 2017. And there's a website, CapitalTour2017.com. On the website, it replicates all the information that's on Facebook, but the website also has some merchandise for sale, and it's got our thermometer that shows our fundraising level. Sometimes we'll put a blog post or something on there to kind of give people updates on what's developed.
Awesome. And I'll include links to all of those in the notes so people can get to them easily.
And then if people have specific questions that aren't answered on one of those outlets, they can always send me a message on Facebook. Cadre Daniel is my Facebook name. So I'd be happy to entertain questions or ideas. I'm always looking for crew members that want to tag in for segments of the trip. I can't offer you pay, but you probably have a good time. So
sometimes it's even better. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we go?
I really would like to say thank you to the sponsors that have supported the Capital Ruck Tour so far. You being one of them with Charity Challenges and All Day Ruck Off. So I appreciate you believing in this effort. And your contributions are helping guys like Kevin Pinnell and Jordan Smith, who I just talked about, and all the other adaptive athletes this year that have come out and overcome something that they didn't think were possible. Also, I got to thank Kevin Maestri at Knotted Cord. Anybody that's listening, go to his website, buy some merchandise from him, help him grow his company. He is the 550 cord guy and makes some pretty cool stuff that you can deck out your GoRuck bag with. Also, Margaret Blankenbaker with So Strong. If you don't have a patch tag, you're wrong. Every GRT should own one of those. They only cost $10. You can put it on your keychain. So check out SoStrong.net. I got to thank Josh Silly of American Steel and Prefab Erectors. He's been a huge help with the Capital Ruck Tour, not only as a friend and a mentor, but with some financial assistance as well, helping us with startup costs on merchandise. And there's always sponsors, so let me see if I can run down and mention them all. We got Live for a Living has been a great help. Infinite Fitness, Fit Life Healthy Vending, Military Muscle, Kadira Hero, and Lalo Tactical. As a matter of fact, somebody was just asking me a question about Lalo footgear as I was driving up here to meet you today. They got some pretty cool stuff, and they are 100% behind the tour. They actually decided to sponsor us with a video contest that we won. Jeff Farmer, who is a team athlete with OEW, he compiled video clips from like the first maybe 12 or 13 stops that I did, and he sent it in to Lalo. They had a internet-wide video contest, and they were looking for a person or an organization that was involved in some kind of travel this year that would benefit humanity. And so of all of the submissions, evidently we won unanimously.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's cool. Happy to be partnered with Lalo.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to drive up here and meet me. This is the first podcast that I've done in person, and it's been really fun. Thank you again. It means a lot. And I'll see you this weekend at the F3 custom event.
Heck yeah. Can't wait, Brian. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. To learn more about the Capital Ruck Tour, Operation Enduring Warrior, and to get links to everything we talked about during the show, visit the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-010. To learn more about All Day Ruck Off, you can visit us at alldayruckoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We would love a review on Apple Podcasts. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at brian@alldayruckoff.com, as I'm always looking to improve the show. Thanks so much again, and remember, attitude is everything, keep yours positive, and drink hard, ruck harder.